Radio Prague News.
Czech political leaders have expressed condolences to the families of victims of a suicide attack in Manchester. Jiří Kajínek, the Czech Republic's most notorious prisoner, has been released from jail. And the lower house of parliament has rejected a resolution by UNESCO critical of Israeli conduct in Jerusalem and Gaza. Czech political leaders, including Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka and Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek, have expressed condolences to the families of victims in Britain after an apparent suicide bombing in Manchester killed at least 22 people and injured 60 others. Children were reportedly among the fatalities. The bombing, which investigators are treating as a terrorist attack, occurred at Manchester Arena, where thousands of people had been attending an Ariana Grande concert. The Guardian reported that the police were investigating whether the alleged bomber, who was dead at the scene, was part of a larger network. Jiří Kajínek, the Czech Republic's most notorious prisoner, has been released from jail after he was granted a pardon by President Miloš Zeman on Tuesday. Jiří Kajínek was serving a life sentence after being found guilty of two contract killings, a crime he has always denied committing. He made headlines by escaping from a maximum security prison. Dozens of people, including TV crews and journalists, had been waiting outside the Rýnovice prison in Jablonec nad Nisou for his release. The lower house of parliament on Tuesday rejected a resolution by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization critical of Israeli conduct in Jerusalem and Gaza. The lower house has also called on the government to suspend the country's payments of membership fees to the organization. The resolution, which describes Jerusalem as occupied and rejects Israel's sovereignty over the city, was backed by 22 countries. The Czech Republic should pay UNESCO over 30 million crowns in annual membership fees. President Miloš Zeman is set to dismiss Finance Minister Andrej Babiš from his post on Wednesday, the president's spokesman Jiří Ovčáček announced at a press conference on Tuesday. Babiš will be replaced by Ivan Pilný, the head of the lower house's economic committee. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka had proposed the dismissal of ANO party leader and billionaire businessman Andrej Babiš to the president over continuing corruption allegations and unexplained financial dealings. Mr. Babiš has persistently denied any wrongdoing. The Constitutional Court has ruled that holding a Kosovo family in a detention center for foreigners in 2014 was in violation of their basic human rights. According to the court's ruling, placing the family in the facility for refugees was unnecessary and excessive. The man and his two children, aged 3 and 6, were detained in Hungary, where they applied for asylum, but later left the country to try to get to Germany. The Czech police arrested them at a train station in Břeclav and placed them in a detention facility in Bělá Jezová in central Bohemia. Czech tennis player Petra Kvitová could make her long-awaited return to tennis at the French Open in May, her spokesman Karel Tejkal told the Czech news agency, adding that the decision will be made at the very last moment. The two-time Wimbledon champion has been out of action since December 2016 after she was hurt during an attack at her apartment in the Moravian town of Prostějov, sustaining injuries to her left playing hand. According to Tejkal, she is definitely ready to appear in Wimbledon in July. And finally, a quick look at the weather. Wednesday is expected to be partly cloudy with occasional rain. Daytime temperatures will range between 15 and 19 degrees Celsius. I'm Ruth Franková, and that's the end of the news.